Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Brett better keep it, Brett better keep it moving.
On the Brett Mega Show, this is how we run through trending stories. We put 2 minutes on the clock and we just scroll as fast as we can. We read off some headlines and Hannah tells me which ones you need details on or not. Like, this is the number one fear people have this spooky season.
Ooh, what is it?
So a university conducts an annual poll every single year of like everyday real life American fears. And some of them are like sharks, which is like 43 in heights, 44. Those are the standard. But some things are different on there. Like number 17 on the list, AI replacing people in the workforce.
Mm-hmm. Like that's becoming a big concern.
Big concern. Here's the top three, though. Economic financial collapse.
Yeah, wow. That's understandable. Yeah.
Number two, people you love become seriously ill. Is number two.
Yeah.
What could make you more scared than people you love getting seriously sick?
My house getting broken into.
No, that is probably one of them, but no, it's way lower on the list. Corrupt government officials.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Was man, number man. One.
Just learn to accept they will forever be corrupt.
Yes. And if you're wondering how it did last year when we had a different president, and be like, oh, is it because of the president? Yep. It's been number one. 10 years straight, 10 consecutive years, we've been worried about our government officials.
Accept it. They are all corrupt.
Yes.
Starbucks has officially announced the Red Cup Day for 2025.
Oh, when?
So November 6th, the holiday cups come back. November 13th is the day where you can get that special holiday cup where you can get the reusable cup
and go get there.
And everyone says, when you order a holiday drink at that time, you get the reusable cup, get in line early, but it's November 13th, it's a Thursday.
I usually always go to Red Cup Day. Do I ever use it again? No.
The first Chick-fil-A vending machine has been opened up.
Okay, where is it?
It's at a hospital in Augusta, Georgia. It is way lamer than it sounds. It only sells wraps and some potato chips. Nothing hot.
Wraps?
Yeah.
Who wants a wrap?
I think it's because they can't keep it fresh, right? But here's
it is 2025 and it's Chick-fil-A.
Exactly. More like Chick-fil-A-me.
Yeah, so that's what they're saying. That's funny. Kevin, they use a joke. But here's the worst part about it. It's at a hospital where people work around the clock taking care of people who are ill, right? Still closed on Sunday. You cannot access the vending machine on Sunday.
I mean, branding.
I mean, that's crazy.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
If you have a wedding, you always have to decide where everyone's going to be sitting. That's a tough decision for the bride and groom. Where do you put the bridesmaids, groomsmen's plus ones? How did you decide where do they sit? 855-444-MEGA. 855-444-6342. Say, like, the average person has what? 7 people, 10 people? Your best friend got married this weekend. How many people stood up in the wedding?
I believe there were 7 of us.
7. So that's 7 potentially other plus ones on the girl's side and the man's side. That's 14 people. We got a mix and match here. Do you have a plus one table? Do you have a groomsman area, bridesmaid area? What if they don't know people? 855-444-MEGA. One of the biggest things was we didn't know if boyfriend Julian, remember, if he was going to be invited to the wedding. He said, I'll bring my own beer. How do I do it? We talked about it.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Show, and that's how he got kind of invited. Sydney, the best friend Sydney, invited him and got the plus one.
Bestie Sid did give boyfriend Julian an invite, so he did go this weekend. And the way Bestie Sid had her wedding organized is definitely the way that I would do it. She had something called a sweetheart table. So it was just her and her husband at the table. And then the rest of us, the bridesmaid and all of our plus ones, sat at a table together.
That's a big table. So 14 people at one table? All 14?
It was split 7 and 7.
Okay.
But still, all of us got to be with our plus ones. And I think that was the best way to do it. Because if you just throw all the plus ones at one table, you don't know what's going to happen. I mean, that's mixing a lot of different breeds of people all together.
It does sound easy solution, but I'm going to point out some issues with that right here. What if, like, it's a sister standing up in the wedding, wants to sit with mom and dad. They want to sit together as a family. There's one person down from the table.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out the combination of people, or it's like, oh, like I got three sisters here and we all want to sit there and we got our husband and we want our kids. Well, I want to sit with my kids at the wedding. Well, what if kids are invited?
Simple. Don't invite kids to a wedding.
Yeah.
Well, so, period.
Now that's a different argument.
Yeah.
So it's so complicated, not easy. Trying to figure out the tables is so hard.
I really liked how my friend London that got married a month ago did it. They just had one fat table in middle. So it was the bride and groom, the entire bridal party, and all of their plus ones.
Oh!
Yeah. That's kind of how Sarah and I did ours.
Really?
But what I remember is we had a table where everybody who was in the wedding party faced out. And anybody who was an extra plus one sat on the other side and faced in.
Oh, interesting. Hmm.
So their backs were to everybody, though?
You'd have the bride and groom.
That's complicated,
too. Yeah, you know, and I just remember that, and I go, I guess that worked. There weren't a ton of plus ones, so it wasn't
terrible.
There's
so many variations of this.
I like the sweetheart table, and then let like the groomsmen and bridesmaids just sit like with their families or people, like mix and match.
I loved being able to sit next to my best friend after she got married. Okay, it was so fun.
I was gonna say, like, for me, like, everyone's here for the bride and groom. You did your job. You got your walk down the aisle. Like, I don't need to see you eat. Like Kevin was saying, disrespect to the decision to have all the groomsmen up there, but I don't need to watch a bunch of groomsmen eat their chicken.
If I had to be separated from boyfriend Julian at that time, I would just be nervous because he doesn't know anybody else.
You do have to consider
So that. I would be worried, like, what is he talking to these people about? Or is he talking? Is he okay? I'm up here. I just spent 90 hours with these bridesmaids. I want to be with my plus one.
Right. My brother-in-law was, like, dating a new girl that, like, three, like, kind of about the same time you are, because you guys are, like, less than 6 months, about 6-7 months, mm-hmm. right?
That's
about
six, like, seven.
That's oh, Jesus. But it was about the same thing, and he was like, hey, can I bring my girlfriend to the wedding? I think I might need a plus one. They're like, you guys are so early on. You don't live in this area, and so she's not going to know anyone. I think we're not going to do plus ones for the groomsmen. And he was like, oh, really? But that was a decision they had to make, so they didn't have the awkward plus one just thrown at a random table. Mm-hmm. Like, who are you here for? Hannah? It's so awkward, right? Okay, how did you decide where the plus one sit when it was groomsmen, bridesmaids? How did you do the tables? 855-444-MEGA. Anyone think they have figured it out? Because every time we've just like, nah, this works, but what about this? 855-444-6342. It is the Brett Maga Show, and Hannah's best friend, Sydney, got married this past weekend, and we're wondering what will happen with boyfriend Julian. Would he get a plus one? He got the plus one invite, but one of the reasons we're kind of curious is, like, those are tricky to deal with, the plus ones, because a lot of bridesmaids and groomsmen are going to be kind of at those head of the tables with the next to the bride, so where do the plus ones go? How do you juggle that? 855-444-MEGA, 855-444-6342. Bestie Sid did the sweetheart table, and then all the bridesmaids were at one table, all the groomsmen were at one table with their plus ones, correct?
It was kind of all mixed together.
Oh, they get two different mixed together tables. Yeah. Okay. So one of the tricky parts about that, though, is then they're not sitting with the bride and groom. But then also the brides and groomsmen might not be sitting with their families. What if their sisters want to be sitting next to mom and dad on this big wedding day for their family? AB, you sat next to your best friend?
I sat next to my best friend, and they had the entire bridal party and all of their plus ones. And they had 10 bridesmaids and 10 groomsmen.
I don't even know if they make tables that big.
Yeah. They were concerned that maybe they didn't.
Did they just, like, throw a tarp down? And
pretty much.
And I think that is the concern is, okay, having been to weddings where I've been in the wedding and then drank too much to not be part of the other parts of the wedding.
Nice. Good for you, Kev.
So you kind of want the entire wedding party together
case there's someone that falls off.
Right, exactly.
So interesting.
That's why you don't want to kind of put them out there in the rest of the audience if you've still got plans with them. I mean, hey, if there's no plans or photos or whatever, it's a free-for-all. But I'm just saying, I understand why everybody wants to be at one table.
Becky, you feel like you figured this out a little bit. How did you do all the groomsmen, bridesmaids, dealing with the plus ones? Where did you sit them?
Yeah, so we had three round tables, and my husband and I sat at one of them with our maid of honor and her husband, our best man and his wife, my brother, my sister-in-law, and another couple. And we just had everybody sit at different rounds up front, but they were able to include their spouse to sit next to them.
It's tricky, man. You know, like, people did judge about which round table. Like, hey, did you get round table one, round table two?
Yeah, were you one of the good ones or not?
Like, you know, people keep a score. They're all the same.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay, but everyone's like, seriously, you got round table three? I really thought I was going to be at round table two with Kevin. Gacy got drunk again at their end.
You gotta keep your eyes on me.
You don't want to sit by old Kev.
How did Kevin get round table two? Thank you so much for the call, because you knew he was going to be drunk and not make it back. Mm-hmm. That's what I figured. Yep. Happy Monday. It's the Brett Maga Show. Hopefully you're not feeling too blah. Hannah's going to put you in a good mood with the Hollywood hashtag. What's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
The update about Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly is blah to me. I'll tell you what they're going through next.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood, a hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
So the rumor mill is now spinning and speculating that Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly are kind of like rekindling back together, so to speak. So if you remember, they broke up around Christmas last year when Megan found some spicy text on Machine Gun Kelly's phone, not towards her, but towards other women. And it made it all just like really complicated, because at that time, Megan was pregnant with his kid and she was about to deliver a Saga Blade at the time. So it was just really sad for her. And so I guess like an update now, they live separately, but sources are saying that he's over at her house all the time. And it's basically like they're dating, but without the title. And I know it like makes the water a little murky that they co-parent and everything, but to have sources say like they're dating again is just, that makes it so complicated.
I mean, they're pretty like toxic relationship, on again, off again, cheating scandals, all of that. But I do think it's interesting that where is it coming from? Because it does look like it could just be co-parenting. Like, they're spending a lot of time together. Well, they just have a newborn together.
Right.
So there's a lot of speculation, but I would not be surprised if these two got back together and then broke up again and then got back together again.
Yeah, I mean, I believe it fully.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Megaminds.
All right, see if you can figure out the Megamind question of the day. Doing this can cause you to lose an entire 6 days from your life each year.
I'm going to say working out.
Working out? You're going to lose days?
Wow. Like how much time you spend in the gym?
Oh, like time spent in the gym? No.
Not spending enough time in the gym?
Okay, guess I
no.
am
I think
wrong.
Adding years to your life, doing this is going to take away time. Or like you said, waste it. But no, people don't want those workout years back. They like exercise.
I think it's eating burnt meat. Like
what?
Like, you know,
these are
like,
wild
okay, you
guesses.
Guys thought I had a wild thing. That was crazier than that.
No, hear me out. All right, hear me out. You go to the barbecue. You like that gristle. You like that burnt taste. You're eating too much of that, and it's slowly
killing you. Since when is that bad for you?
You can't eat the overburnt. I'm talking about the charred, the charcoal, you know, that flavor.
Justification. Bro, it's wrong, but still.
I didn't know that was bad for you.
You can't overeat the burnt meat. What? Is what I'm saying.
Why?
Y'all, AB, are you glad you're going last? Now look at these two to set the stage for you.
Now,
it's
wide
open.
I don't have faith that hers will be any better.
No, I'm more so thinking of why did Brett choose this question? I think the answer is eating expired food.
Oh, here we go.
Oh,
because Brett like refuses to eat anything that's like been expiring
baby.
A week from
now.
Yeah,
and you could die 6 days earlier in your life. Look at this. Yes. No, it's not correct. These were wild guesses. It's wide open, guys. Doing this can cause you to lose an entire 6 days from your life each year. By the way, Hannah's might have been the best guest that I laughed at her in the beginning.
Yeah, thank you.
The answer's coming away next.
Mega Minds.
I'm kind of curious at the text messages on these because this is the Mega Mind question of the day on the Brett Mega Show. Doing this could cause you to lose an entire 6 days from your life each year. Kevin stood on his hill.
That's right. Defended. Don't eat burnt meat.
Eating burnt meat was not the right answer.
He was even talking about it off air. He was just continuing to explain it.
That is just cutting years off
for you.
He's so passionate about it.
Okay. I mean, I'm just floored by that. All right, getting to the text line. Teacher Katie texted in and said, not getting enough sleep.
Okay, we're on the right track. We're close.
Okay.
It is people hitting the snooze button, guys.
Oh, okay.
Takes away 6 days of your life just wasted away just hitting snooze.
Mine's more than that.
AB hits the snooze.
I still think it's eating burnt meat.
I do, too.
AB, how many times do you hit the snooze button?
Like five.
Five times.
Oh, my gosh.
6 days of your life just gone. And just think, if you ate burnt meat, too, how much time
No regrets.
Hannah had one job at this wedding. It's the Brett Mega Show. If you remember, we've told this story before, but Hannah was a maid of honor once. Well, for like a half a second.
Short-lived.
She was kicked out of being maid of honor because she just, what she said, not me, was doing a bad job of being a maid of honor. So for this wedding, best friend Sid said, okay, I want you as a bridesmaid, and I'm just going to give you one job. And it's something that you do on a regular basis. What was your one job?
My job was to be like social media coordinator for the day. And
which is what you do for us here on the Brett Mega Show.
That is my job every day. But I was supposed to make TikToks on the wedding day.
How did you do with your one job? How many TikToks did you crush? Did you guys go viral?
So we actually finished zero TikToks.
What? Oh,
wow. No TikToks.
I was not expecting that. I'm not,
zero TikToks were made.
We started said TikToks, did not finish any TikToks. And it really sucks because the ones
so it's your fault.
So there's a lot of ticks.
She was TikTok coordinator. Yep. What do you mean it wasn't your fault?
I will take the blame.
You got a lot of ticks, but not a lot of talks.
Correct. The beginnings were great. I mean, great. But we just didn't finish it because we ran out of time. I mean, when I say the day flew by, it flew by. So we did not finish the TikTok.
Zero TikToks made.
Oh, if I was Bestie Sid, I'd be so mad at you. Mm.
You know, we're supposed to be meeting up for kind of like a wedding debrief.
This is going to be the topic of conversation.
This is your review time.
I'm pretty sure she texted me night of the wedding.
Hey, where's
my
TikToks?
Did we finish any TikToks?
Did she text you that?
And wow. I don't think I like
responded.
Even acknowledged
yeah,
it.
Yeah, just don't acknowledge it at this point.
I sent her the beginning parts. So she probably
oh,
thinks,
I wouldn't even want to see those.
She probably thinks, oh, she's going to tie it all together and put a bow on it. No,
that's
I'm
all,
not.
That's what no, that's not. What I got.
What's but instead, to save my butt, if you will, the day of the wedding, instead of making the TikToks, I was like standing next to the photographer helping Sid, like, okay, move your hair, move your arm.
No,
to make sure
that wasn't
job.
Your job.
Yeah, that was not your job. No. Oh, I will say, the one thing I will defend Hannah on, and this is just a slight defense, is AB, you should have not have been surprised, because I think part of you thought maybe this wouldn't be Hannah, and Hannah might drop a book, because you offered, I'll film and make the TikToks for you.
Yeah, for money.
For money. You had volunteered to make some extra cash and said, like, maybe they should hire me. And Bestie Sid decided not to hire AB.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but she had one job.
But you did have
this
one job.
This is pretty bad.
Guys, one job. I'm just going to put that out there. Keep this clip, Kevin. If I'm a bridesmaid in your wedding, do not expect me to have a job because I will not finish it. I won't.
Let you everyone know, do not ask me to stand up. And if you do, that's all I'm doing.